Well, hey, everybody, welcome to our online service this particular Sunday. And I want to say a special happy Easter to you and to everyone who might be enjoying this online service on Easter Sunday 2026, or whenever you might be enjoying this service. We are so honored to get to spend this time with you, and we want to say a special welcome to you on this Easter Sunday. Today, we're going to be exploring that beautiful Easter story and how in that story, we get a glimpse of the hope we need in times when things feel like they're full of despair. And I think right now we need to hear this story perhaps in a new way because of all the challenges people are facing in their lives and in our world today. Well, again, thanks for joining us, and I hope our time together is a blessing to you. Well, on Easter Sunday, I want to make sure that you hear the story of Jesus coming back from the dead loud and clear. And so I want to begin by sharing with you that story from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." I think it's like the statement of the obvious, but we are facing some serious challenges these days. We're facing serious challenges as individuals. We're facing serious challenges as families. I think about challenges that people are having in the region here in the Midwest, or even national issues and the global issues that there are going on in our world today as well. There are just some real challenges. And when we think about these challenges, we might get overwhelmed by them in some ways because there are so many and we know about so many of them. But the reality is that this kind of a time that we're in is putting unique pressures on us because of the things that we're facing. And when I think about individual people, when I think about individual families, when I think about the things that you might be going through or I might be going through, it is really easy to lose hope at a time like this. It's really easy to get into despair, thinking that the future is going to simply be the same as the present. A Christian writer named Rob Bell said, "Despair is thinking that tomorrow will be the same as today. And that's really a problem if today is not very good." And so when we're facing, whether it's individual circumstances or families, like I said, or the national or global ones that are on our minds and on our hearts, it is really easy to lose hope. So that's why it is so important in times like we're in to make sure that we're clinging to hope as best we can and having stories that come alive in our hearts and our minds that remind us that there is hope out there and that things that we're facing today aren't the ultimate things that are going to take us down in our lives. Now, when you think about what we're going through, you know that this is not the first time in human history that people have been going through a series of challenging circumstances. And when I think of a group of people that were going through a series of challenging circumstances, I always think of those first century followers of Jesus. Especially, I think about those people that were around him in those what would become his last days here on earth, when they were probably filled with so much hope at once and then had it all taken away and they thought all was lost. I'm sure there was a sense of despair that they were going through in those days. Now, I want to focus in on two of those people in particular because they are the heroines, the women of the story that we just heard that give us a glimpse of how important it is to be willing to move forward in times that are challenging. And that's the women that are named Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. Now, as an aside, I just have to tell you, if you've ever heard the term Mary, the name Mary Magdalene before, you might think of someone who has a bad reputation. And there's nothing in scripture that says she should have a bad reputation. That's a mean joke of history. And then you might think of, well, the other Mary, that's not a very nice name for somebody. They're differentiating from Mary, the mother of Jesus at this time. And when you hear about that day that becomes the greatest day in history, you hear this story that is then in the Gospel of Matthew of Mary Magdalene and Mary, the other Mary, going to the tomb where they were going to grieve the loss of Jesus. Now, just remember that a few days before, that entire week before, they had gone through with the other disciples as well, a series of celebrations where they probably thought all of the things that were challenging for them were about to be over. They probably thought things that had gotten better with Jesus leading them were going to stay better. We know that some of the men thought that this was it, that they were about to be the new people in charge of Israel, and just have all that come crumbling down because their rabbi, the one who they thought was the Messiah, was crucified and was dead. Crucified meaning he was executed by the empire and cheered on by the religious leaders as they went and did this. You should take note of that if you're a religious leader. Be careful what you wish for. But to think about all of that, then they are standing there, going to the tomb, walking to the tomb, and they think all is gone. They think that tomorrow is going to be the same as today because the man that they have been following was dead. So you can imagine their great surprise, their infinite surprise when they get there and they experience the resurrected Jesus. As we heard in the reading from Matthew, they experienced both an angel announcing to them that Jesus was no longer dead, that he had come back just as he said he would, and then they experience the resurrected Jesus himself. According to Matthew, they are greeted by him and they are given a charge at that time to go and tell the rest of the disciples that he was going to meet them and so that they could have the same experience with the risen Jesus as well. Now, the journey that they go through in this very moment, which seems to be a very short moment in time, but greatly impactful, is that they start off grieving because they didn't expect to find a risen Jesus because dead people normally stay dead, right? And then they were afraid at first because this crazy set of circumstances was happening around them. And then there was this mixture of fear because they were experiencing God doing something amazing amongst them. And then they moved to joy because they were realizing that all was not lost. And what they left with that day and what we have today is great hope. Because what God did in that moment through Jesus was God defeated sin and God defeated death. And what God did that day and what Mary and Mary were experiencing and discovering and then sharing with others, which makes them the first people who preached Jesus was back from the dead, they had hope. They had hope because no matter what they were facing, they knew that God was with them and they knew that God had defeated sin and death. And because of that, they knew that whatever they were facing was going to be overcome by God's love and by God's grace. They had great hope that they did not need to despair anymore, no matter what they were facing. And I think that is something that on every Easter, but specifically on this Easter, that we need to have front and center in our hearts and our minds. That we are loved by a God, that there is a God who is in our lives, there is a God who wants us to experience the gift of the power that comes from being loved by a God who has indeed defeated the power of sin and death. That's what we believe happened on that first Easter, that by Jesus dying and descending and then by God raising him from the dead, it showed to all places, all people, all times, and all powers and all principalities that God is the most infinite loving, that God is the most compassionate God, that God is the God who would raise Jesus from the dead to show us that there was nothing that God wanted to keep us separated from God or separated from one another. And that gives us great hope. And that should give us great hope every day, because what that means is that no matter what challenging circumstances we're facing, we can have hope that God will overcome those, both in our day and in a day to come. Now, this is the thing that they call the mystery of faith, that Christ has died and Christ has risen. And then there's that last piece, that Christ promises to come again. And what that means in the mystery of all of this and the hope of all of this is that even if we can't make our way through some of the circumstances that we're facing, that we can have hope that God will ultimately make all things right when Jesus comes again. We don't want to miss that that's another part of this great hope, because what that means for us is that there's ultimately nothing that God is going to leave behind or that God is going to forget. God is going to be redeeming all these things for us and in us and with us and by us. And what that means is that we should never lose hope. We should always have a sense that there is hope to be given and hope to be claimed in our lives. And that's the gift of Easter. And that's why we gather every year to remember the greatest day in history, because what it means is that we don't have to despair, because there is a God who promises that there will be days that are better than the past. That's hard to remember when we're facing the challenging circumstances of our lives, but that's the promise and that's the hope we have on Easter. So I simply want to encourage you and me and all of us to not lose sight of this, to not lose sight of the fact that no matter what we might be hearing about, seeing about, or going through, no matter what challenging medical circumstances we might be facing, no matter what relational discord we might be facing, that there is a God who is with us and going alongside us in all of this. And that that very God made sure that you would know that you are loved, that that God made sure to know that I would know that I am loved. And that is the gift, and that's where our hope comes from. God did this amazing thing by raising Jesus from the dead, and God makes an amazing promise to you and me that that hope can lead us and guide us every day of our lives. Amen. Well, as we wrap up our time together, would you please pray with me? God, we are so grateful that you are a God of infinite capacity and infinite love, and that you're a God of all times and in all places. And God, we are grateful for that because we know that in and through all those things, it means that you were indeed the one who could raise Jesus from the dead. And that through the raising of Jesus from the dead, you defeated those things that hold us back. You defeated the power of sin in our lives so that we could be free to pursue what you want for us and what you want us to do for others. And God, we give you thanks that you also defeated the power of death so that death would not have the final say in our lives or in any life. And God, we give you thanks for this because we know that this is the hope you give to us on Easter and every day. God, we lift up to you our lives. We ask that you continue to guide us. We pray over our family, we pray over our friends, and we give you sense of thanks that you are working in and through us. And God, we're grateful that you're a God who does amazing things, that you're a God who, through giving us these amazing things, we have hope. God, help us to be people of hope every day, but especially on Easter. We pray this in your name. Amen.